Blog Talk Radio.
For blessing us today. Thank you for being the great I am. Thank you for all the loving and all the wonderful things that you do for us all the time. We're so grateful to be here on this Palm Sunday here and just be able to just lift up your holy name, praise you, be loved by you, and to love you. Thank you, God, for everything that you do, and thank you for just looking after us and chasing after us as we are your loved ones. And we're so grateful to be in that position. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. What's up, everybody? How you doing? Much love to you and all my friends. God bless you on this beautiful Palm Sunday. And that was my song I played, That's Why You're My King, a song that I wrote and produced. And I had a chance to play drums on, so I'm glad I could record drums again. Lord, God is good and he's faithful and he's always given me a wonderful opportunity. And I believe that he gives all of us an opportunity to love each other and to love him. And so we are so grateful, we should be so grateful for all of these amazing opportunities and take advantage of them. I know, like for my friend Greg, he was out loving on his friend, doing her hair, getting her ready for her wedding yesterday. And so praise God for, you know, that kind of love and attention. It was beautiful because we got a chance to talk about something positive and uplifting. And, you know, a marriage coming together is just an amazing thing and it's an amazing opportunity. And so I'm just so happy for Sarah and Kevin, and may God be with them and keep their marriage strong and powerful, and let it be a light to the world. And so we're so grateful for their union. And we trust God that he will bless them. All right, guys. So, you know, today we're just, you know, doing what we do here. It's a special Sunday because this is the Sunday before Easter. This is the Sunday before the resurrection. This is the Sunday that Jesus went into Jerusalem on a donkey. And the kids and the crowds was just screaming and waving the palm leaves and just so grateful that the king was coming in, and they were waiting for him to do something magical. And they were just so grateful that their king, that the great I am, was coming into town. And so, you know, this is the thing. Think about it. Jesus, as he goes into town, he's going into this town knowing that he's going to die. He is going to be crucified for us, on behalf of us, because he loved us that much. For someone to put their life down for people he don't even know, that is just, you know, amazing. On top of the fact that he did not want to die, he didn't want to do it, right? But he did it anyway. He laid his life down for all of us. He asked God, take this away from me, but if it's your will, let your will be done. But take it away from him. He did ask. He did ask, right? And so, but God, you know, God has a reason for everything that happens. And sometimes it might not look so good, you know, to the point where people are dying. You know, we see people dying in mass shootings all the time, and you know, and it's children and all kind of stuff. You go, where is God in this? God, what's happening? You know, I mean, his only son, his only begotten son died, was murdered. So when you say, God, where's you? He there's a reason for everything. So God told us, he warned us, that the sins of the father were passed down to the children, to their sons and daughters. Think it would happen. This evil continues to grow. God's not going to, you know, he warned us about our activities and what the consequences of our activities would be. And so when you see him coming, you're going, wait a minute, God, what's going on? What are you doing? He's like, no, that's, you're doing that. We're doing that. Beat ourselves up for failure. But we want to blame it on God, the one who loves us so much. All he asks is that we love him back and do his will and be someone that can go out and bless the kingdom. So you, when you bless the world, you're blessing the kingdom. And so that, you know, it's so that we would not be in this situation that we find ourselves in all the time. It's so bad. It's so terrible. It's so sad. And so I just, you know, I feel so bad for us humans. And we keep setting ourselves up for failure, and we want to blame it on somebody else. We're good at blaming others for our faults. You know, my wife and I will get into an argument, and I blame her for me having a bad attitude. No, no. It's the situation. The situations caused me to act the way that I act. But that's a choice. I could choose not to be upset. I could choose to just pray about it. I could choose to give it to God. I could choose to be very good in this and not so angry. But I choose the easiest thing, which is the wrong thing. I choose to just react instead of manning up and doing what God would do. And so, guys, we just, it's Palm Sunday. I mean, listen, we could make a change right here and right now in our lives. You know, all we have to do is ask God to please be our Savior. I know you died for me on the cross. Please be my Savior. Please guide me. Please teach me. Please show me. Please deliver me. Help me to do what it is that I need to do so that you and your kingdom will be blessed by my actions. I fall short all the time. And we all fall short. That's why we're not to judge. Because we're sinners ourselves. That's God's job. Remember God said that? Do not judge. Judgment, that's on me. I will take care of that. Because he knows how to handle it. So anyway, guys, it's Palm Sunday. Let's make a change. Let's do something different. Let's not just let another Sunday go by. Let's give our lives to Christ as he will be resurrected again. Every Easter is a reminder of the resurrection of Christ. But we can't forget Good Friday, because right there in the middle of Palm Sunday, Easter is the sacrifice of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ, where he laid his life down for us. So that we would live. He died so that we would live. So we can't just take this. If there's something different, it's a different time. Look what's happening in the world. Look how ugly the world is. Look how it is. We are destroying each other. Every day you look at the news, it's just destruction. World destruction. Look at the weather. Mother Nature is just whipping through the world, doing whatever she needs to do to clean up our mess. It's so bad everywhere you turn. If we drop to our knees and turn it over to God, turn our lives over to him, we will put ourselves on the track to recover. But if we don't, we will keep going where we're going. We're going to keep going exactly where we're going if we do not turn our lives over to Christ. We're going to end up where we're going. I'm just asking. I'm just saying. I know, because he told me. If you read the Bible, which I encourage all of my brothers and sisters to do, please read the Bible or have the Bible read to you. Whatever works for you. I'm an audio book kind of person, so I need to have the Bible read to me. I will go to the app, click on it, and hit play, and it sounds wonderful. I'm dyslexic, so I have a difficult time. I have a very difficult time with reading. So I'll start getting confused and twisting up everything and never get the message. So it's better for me to just do the audiobook. But whatever works for you, we need to make sure that we do that. We need to focus, get the word in us so that it can reveal itself inside of us. It will manifest itself inside of us. And then before you know it, you start to change. You see a lot of times it says in the 23rd Psalm, it says that Christ is going to restoreth our soul. He's going to restore our soul, right? But restoring, he has to tear us down and then rebuild us. So we have to allow God to restore us so that we can be who he meant for us to be and who he wants us to be. But we have to give him permission to restore us. He needs us to say, yes, God, I want that. Please. And lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. So anyway, and then you will recognize how your cup will begin to run over. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I, Wardell Potts Jr., will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. It's a Palm Sunday once again. Recognize that there's something different. It's not just Sunday. And every day is an opportunity to capitalize every single day. But I'm pointing out Palm Sunday to you, but every day is an opportunity to be a blessing to the kingdom, to be a blessing to yourself, but to be a blessing to your family, to be a blessing to your friends, to be a blessing to your confidants, to be a blessing to your comrades, to be a blessing to your constituents. Every day is a blessing. What you do with it is totally up to you. Don't waste another day looking at cartoons, because that might as well be what you're looking at. Come on. Fall in love with Christ and let him bless you. All right, so we want to praise him today here on Solar Records Radio. We want to just lift up his holy name. And so any of my friends that may be hurting, if you want prayer, you know, please send us a message through Messenger. If you're hurting and you're going through something and you want us to pray for you, just send us a message. You can send it to Greg, or you can send it to me, or you can send it, you know, put it on Solar Records Radio page. You know, and you don't even have to be specific. How about that? Because God knows what you're going through. So if you just put your name in there, we'll pray like this. Father God, thank you so much for hearing us. Thank you for hearing your servants when they cry out to you, Father. You know what your servants are going through. You know what they need from you, Father. And so, and you know each and every one of them by name. So, Father, we want to ask you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, if you would just bless them, just bless their hearts, bless their bodies, bless their minds, bless their thoughts, Father, right where they are. Heal them. Give them what they need to succeed and be a blessing to the kingdom. Not a blessing just to them, but a blessing to you, Father. We just ask right now in your son's name to bless them right there, right where they are. We love you. We trust you. We believe in you, and we know that you are capable and willing. So thank you right now in advance, as we know that you are the best and you are the great I am. In Jesus' name, we're so grateful. Amen. It's nice to be a friend of God, don't you think? Are you a friend of God? Would you like to be a friend of God? Well, if you want to, you know, just join us. Just do what I said and just ask God to forgive you for your sins and just acknowledge the fact that he is the King of all kings and that he is the Messiah. He is the one. He loves you. He loves you very, very much and can't wait for you to acknowledge him and who he is, the Christ. He is the one that God sent to save us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Look at somebody and say, I'm a friend of God. Saying you can't do anything about it.
Lord, it's done. My spirit sings, holy, holy. victory. Every victory is yours. You're not loud enough, Billy. Come on, say, honor. Confess it tonight. Every
victory.
Real loud. In. Yeah. One more time. Say, all authority. Hallelujah. Every victory is
yours.
Last time, and I'll leave it alone. Real loud. All of, yeah. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Every, oh. Real loud. In yours. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. I said, Jesus is Lord. It's time that we live as if he is our Lord. Hold on, hold on, hold on. For many of us, he's our Savior, but he's not our Lord. We were drowning in the pool of sin, and he rescued us like a lifeguard. But he is not our life coach. Jesus did not just die to save us, but he died to lead us. Let's not just make him our Savior. Let's make him our Lord. Is he Lord of anybody's life out here? Say, Jesus is Lord. Many of us get saved and we give God our hearts. And we're not going to hell. We're grateful for that. But we still do us. We make our own decisions about our relationships. We make our own decisions about our finances. We make our own decisions about our direction in life. When he asked us, in all thy ways, acknowledge me, because I'm the Lord. Lord means head. On a human, head is on top. That means I'm under him. On an animal, the head is in front. That means I follow him. So if he's my Lord, I'm under him. I follow him. All right, y'all already heard the preacher. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out real quick. My mentor said many of us are vampire Christians. Isn't that scary? In other words, we just want the blood, but not his hand. We just want his blood to save us and rescue us, but we don't want his hand to lead and guide us. Let's not just be vampire Christians. This is not the Breaking of Dawn. What's the movie called? Twilight. I don't just want the blood. When they pierced him in the side, blood and water came out. Blood for my sins and water to cleanse my life. Tell somebody, I want the blood and the water. So Lord, don't just be our Savior. Don't be our lifeguard only, but be our life coach. Don't just save us, but lead us, because we need you. We need you.
Deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory, all the honor. And I bless your holy name, 'cause you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Nobody else like you.
There is no one else like you.
For you are
praise you, God. Lord, have mercy. There is no one, no one like you. You are amazing and you are great. No disease, nothing, God, can stop you. You are amazing. You know, and I was thinking about this statistic with God, how wonderful he is. Just to think about, God is bigger than the universe because he made the universe. He's bigger than the universe. And every day, every week, we sit there and go, oh my God, how big is this universe that we live in? What is this? The black hole is so huge. There's so many of them. We can't figure out what is going on. And so just think about how big God is. If he made the world, if he made the universe, it's hard to fathom how big this God is. Who is this God? And why would he make us in the image of him? Oh, man, this is something else. Because, listen, I'll give you a visual, just like the computer. The man that made the computer, I don't care how big your screen is, the man that made that computer is not inside that computer running around changing numbers and trying to fix the words and autocorrect and all that stuff. He's not there. He's outside of the computer. He's bigger than the computer. God created the universe. He's outside of the universe. How amazing is that? And we're always trying, you know, whatever we can, we're trying to figure out how to get to heaven. How do we get there? Where is he? How do we? You can't get outside the universe. You're still discovering how long the block is that you live on. Whoa. This block goes all the way down. Yes. Man, we are so blessed to have an amazing God like no other who loves us from the day we were born until the day we die. We have been blessed and we have a gift. We don't need to lose out on this opportunity to be saved and to be blessed and to bless others. This is a gift to us, to our souls. Our spirit, this body is just holding us as we're in this state of existing on earth. But this time will pass. And we need to be on that roller coaster to heaven. We need to be riding with God. We need to be riding with Jesus. We need to make sure we are in line. We want to go home. God is so beautiful to have a God like him. And as absolutely, like my friend said, we need you to be our life coach, Jesus. Lead us, guide us, you know, and we know you left the Holy Spirit here to do that. So thank you. Thank you so much for redirecting us and blessing our paths. We love you. We love you. We love you. Guys, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in today. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. I just saw the clock, and so anyway, but it's. I want you to just continue to praise him throughout the week. Don't, you know, keep praising him, and get yourself, you know, let him get inside you. Let the Spirit of God dwell inside of you, because your body is the temple. It belongs to God, but you have to open the door. You have to let him in. Let him in. And take care of yourself, okay? All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today to Soul Art Records Radio. Much love to everybody. God is so good. I tell you, my emotions, I just feel it. I'm so excited. I don't want this moment to end. I want to just praise him. I want to keep praising him. I don't want this to stop. And so that's why, even after playing for him this morning, which really blessed me, you know, grab something to eat, but I was racing back here to the studio to do this with you guys. This is so good to be in this moment. It would be wonderful if we could stay on this high all the time, but we fall short. We don't have the capability of doing that. We are a human beings. We are not God. We're human beings. And so we're going to fall short. That's why he sent the Savior for us, because he knew we couldn't swim. He knew that we were incapable of doing it ourselves. So Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing what you did. And Good Friday is coming, Father. And I just want to say to Jesus, oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that they did what they did to you. I'm so sorry, Jesus. Please, Father. The words are so hard to grasp, because I can't even find the words that are appropriate. But you know my heart, and that's what I love about you, is because it's my heart that you're in love with, not my actions, not my lack of actions, but my heart. And you love our hearts. So thank you. Thank you for loving our hearts. Thank you for caring about the core, the bare core of who we are. Thank you, God, for dying on that cross. Thank you for fighting for your Father and doing the right thing. Thank you. Your sacrifice means everything to me. Means everything to all of us. We love you and appreciate you. We will show you. We will show you in our best, the best that we can, how much we love you. But know this, we love you. And we're grateful for you, God. We're blessed because of who you are. We love you so much, Jesus. We look forward to seeing you, and we're so sorry for what happened to you on the cross, even though we knew it had to happen so that we could be saved. But I'm sorry that they hurt you. So sorry. We look forward to your resurrection. We're so blessed because it's really already happened. But every Easter we get to remind it that you died for us. And you rose from the dead. And you blessed all of us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are amazing. And so from the tip of my toes, I will love you. From the top of my head to the tip of my toes, you will know, the world will know that I love you. Love you so much. I'm so grateful. Have a blessed, blessed week. To my friends, take care of yourselves, and thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. God bless you. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. Take care. And remember, he loves you. He loves you so much. Remember. Don't forget. Don't let go. Trust him. Trust him. Drop him. He loves you.
They're gonna know I love you. From the tip of my soul to the top of my head. They're gonna know I'm yours. Yeah.
be singing of. Yeah, Christ, the hope of glory. You are Christ, the hope of glory. Yeah.
There's a line and we've crossed it. Some would say that we've lost. Joy of loving you.